News Radio 93.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Captain Harry Shishadi. The Village is in the house.
Hello. What's going on? Good morning.
How are you doing?
Living the dream.
Good.
It's air show week.
Yes, it is. Got to go around the table here real quick, though. We also have Command Master Chief Jim Wallace with us, as well as Bruce Cummings, the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola.
And it is great to be here. Naval Air Station Pensacola looks forward to this every year. This is something that we get to do, and is not to steal Village's thunder there, but we start planning for this literally the day after.
Yep.
This one gets down. Like, so November 1st and 2nd this year at the Naval Air Station Pensacola. So looking forward to it. Want everybody to get out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so what can people expect this year?
Oh, how many people? Ooh, this is going to be interesting. Because
I think he's like, what could people expect?
Yeah. Oh,
what? How many people? I don't even know.
Because, the reason why, a lot of people have been asking, hey, you know, how many people do you think are coming? Because what to expect is big Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds are here for everybody, both on Friday and Saturday. Thunderbirds go on at 12. The Blue Angels go on at 2 p.m. So, as well as all other awesome performers. So, those are the two big time frames that we're pushing out, because we know those are the big ones that people want to end up seeing, along with, like I said, there's just going to be some great stuff going there. So, we got so much in store for this show. It's crazy.
So just to clarify, though, the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels, separate shows.
That is correct. So, and that's one of those things a lot of people thought that maybe they would fly together during the show, and the answer is no. Mm-hmm. But I will say this. So we know everybody was salivating for the Super Delta, right? So on Wednesday, October 30th, if you get outside and you look up in the sky anywhere between 11:30 and 12:30, they're basically going to be doing their beach run, maybe in reverse, but they're going to be doing that beach run with that Super Delta. So higher levels of both the Air Force and the Navy ended up approving the fact that they get to fly together. So Pensacola, we get a very special treat to be able to see that Super Delta on Wednesday.
I know Pensacola Beach is one of those places that they can
absolutely
see.
Absolutely.
So where else?
Pensacola Beach, if you're downtown Pensacola, look up when you're on Palafox Street. They're also going all the way down to
Oriole Beach, and Johnson Beach, I believe. From 20 miles west to 10 or so miles east of it, that east of here, that should give you a fairly good view on it. But once again, some of the best places to watch it are probably going to be around Pensacola Beach or maybe even Palafox Street. So plan early, get outside, take a look around, and you'll see something that doesn't happen very often.
I don't think so either. I mean, the last big one we all know was during COVID. They do some winter training together. So that's how this all came about, by the way. Mm-hmm. So back in March, I ended up getting a phone call from Boss Armitas. And he was like, hey, Village, what do you think? You know, there's an opportunity to have the Thunderbirds here at the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. And, of course, I was like, that is awesome. There was definitely some things we had to figure out, but we went full with it. And that was back in March. We kind of knew about it. We started pushing in, I think, the May-June timeframe. This is just like Bruce ended up saying. This is a year in the making. From the end of the last show up until execution finished on Saturday, when everybody is safely off the installation, there was a lot of people, both military and civilian, as well as a lot of volunteers that helped make this air show happen. So we're excited to be able to have the Thunderbirds and the Blues both in the same same airfield and, in the same airspace to be able put on a good show for everybody.
Have the Thunderbirds been part of this before?
The Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the first time they're doing it.
This is the first time.
Yep. Now, they have had a show. I think the last show they did was Point Magoo last year. I think that was their first show together. But this is not a normal thing. So we got something special this time around. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the air show, right? The team has put together something on the ground as well. So we have a very significant STEM footprint, science, technology, engineering, and math. So we're hoping to expose kids to the principles that actually make those planes go fly. Mm. So whether it's, you know, it's aviation related or anything in those fields, we're hoping to show some kids and adults alike some of the awesome things that are in the background of, you know, planes and cars, all that stuff. So we actually have, this is kind of cool, and this goes into the theme of this year's air show, which is celebrating one small step. It's the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing. Mm-hmm. So we have five NASA space centers coming on board that are going to be set up for vendors. And it's going to be there for kids of all ages to kind of go ahead and talk to. We all may also be having a astronaut coming and visiting us, maybe.
That could be something that could happen.
That one, I don't know if we're pushing just yet, but you may have the opportunity not only to kind of see and talk to some of the aviators that are providing static displays, but some of the ones that are actually flying in the air show. So again, we have something special for this air show.
One of the really awesome things about this, and just to piggyback off on what Captain Shishati was saying, is, you know, I'm 55 and I want to play with some of the stuff the NASA Space Centers are bringing. Just spitballing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
No, in a note of seriousness, though, this is an opportunity for the base to showcase, you know, the best and the brightest of what we do and what we do every day. Putting this on for the community is something that we truly cherish. The relationship that NAS Pensacola has historically shared with the community outside these gates and, you know, the surrounding areas is something that we truly cherish. We all wholeheartedly believe in it. And this is a way for us to say thanks for all that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love having you guys come on board, and we hope to see as many people as we can there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, again, we go back to the first question that I kind of messed up, but when it comes down to how many people we can expect, we're not sure, because the Thunderbirds are bringing a whole group of people that may not have chosen to get out of their house and come to the flight line. So kind of getting some info on that out there to everybody. First and foremost, if you don't hear what I'm saying right now, go on our the website to get all of the information that you need to have. And that website is naspensacolaairshow.org. That'll give you all of the information, as well as the NAS Pensacola social media sites. So we got Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter. All of those is where you're going to be able to get up-to-date information for the air show that's on Friday and Saturday. So the big thing, 8 o'clock, gates open. Both gates, both the west gate and the main gate, will open up. And so those gates, you're going to drive right through those gates. But please remember to bring a photo ID if you're 18 years or older, because when you get to the flight line, there will be a screening process. You'll go through a metal detector. So no weapons of any kind, no knives, definitely no no firearms, no coolers, backpacks, small bags like purses, preferably if you have the clear ones, that'll help my team out a lot, or medical bags. But you know, if you're getting ready to go through an airport screening process, think of it the same exact way of what you're going to end up experiencing on the flight line.
Mm-hmm. Last time Bruce was here, we had talked a little bit about what's the best time, what's that sweet spot to show up. And 8 o'clock, we don't want a long line of cars hanging outside the gate, right?
Here's what we ended up doing differently. One, we have people that are lined up out the gates. So I would not recommend that just because we don't want to, you know, there's no bathrooms out there. There's one thing. But our goal is to get you on the flight line as quickly as possible. So we keep tweaking the logistics of that to make that as quickly as possible. If you're coming through the West Gate, you're going to see something a little bit different to hopefully get you on the installation and out of your cars and on the flight line as quick as possible. So what's the sweet spot? That, again, we're pushing out the 12 o'clock for the Thunderbirds and the 2 o'clock for the Blue Angels. And it's over to you on what you want to end up doing. It's going to be warm, right? So, you know, the sun's going to be out. Make sure you have your sunscreen. Umbrellas, that was brought up previously. Please don't bring umbrellas. I know it's going to be sunny out. Actually, it's going to be gorgeous out. But no umbrellas for two reasons. One, the wind, it's going to be a little breezy. We don't want those picked up and becoming missile hazards for anybody. But the other piece is we don't want to obstruct anybody's view. So no umbrellas. But chairs, bring your fold-out chairs, all right? If you don't have them, I think, I don't even know if they rent them there, but just come prepared to be, I don't want to say self-sustaining, because there's going to be vendors, food vendors, all over the place. So you're not going to be in want for nourishment during this whole thing. So again, the whole experience from when you get onto the flight line till you see the Blue Angels land for the last time this year is all about making the experience as good as possible for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about – oh, go ahead, Bruce. I'm sorry.
I don't – yeah, and a few other things. That, you know, people always want to get that great shot. You know, they want to do that. You know, bring your cameras. Your cell phones are great. Other cameras as well. We've got a lot of guys that have some friend groups, and they go out and shoot these things all the time. Make sure you bring that gear. One of the one things I really wanted to stress is no drones. You're just not going to be able to do that. It's federal installation. You're not going to be able to get do that. Coolers, backpacks, all of that is. Don't bring the large backpacks or the coolers or anything like that. And the drones wanted to stress that. And, of course, no weapons of any kind, right? But there is something I do want to say. Make sure you bring your sunscreen. All right, because I know a couple of the guys in the shop last year came back a little beet red.
I think it was you
being out there.
It was actually you.
I got a little bit of a burn.
Yeah.
So we do have a question on the text line.
Yeah.
Will the gates close to visitors at some point?
That's a great question and one that we got to make sure people know. The short answer is yes. At 13:30, regardless of the traffic flow, we are going to close the gates at 13:30. And the reason why is because at that point, you're probably not going to get on the flight line to be able to see the Blues. And at that point, we're focused on the Blue Angels performing. So to answer your question, 13:30, the gates, both gates will be closed at that time.
850-437-1620 if you have any questions for our guest today. We have Terry Shishetti, the Village, Commander and CEO of NAS Pensacola. Also, Command Master Chief Jim Wallace and Bruce Cummings, the Public Affairs Office here. Talking about the air show coming up, we also have another question for you.
Alrighty.
So we have somebody camping at Fort Pickens. They want to basically know what the flight pattern is going to be. Are they going to see it from Fort Pickens?
Is this the Super Delta?
Or what's the show in general?
So the show in general, I mean, I've actually never experienced over there. I think you absolutely can see the planes. You're not going to be able to experience all of it, I think, because some of those guys get pretty low, which is kind of cool. Now, when it comes down to the Super Delta, I would bet a dollar that you're going to be able to get a great view of the Super Delta.
All right. Another question. What is a 1330?
Oh, my goodness. Military time. Sorry. I ended up spacing out there. So you are absolutely thankful. I am thankful that you asked. 1:30 p.m. That is military time. All you got to do is add 12. It took me about 5 years to figure that out myself. So,
all right. Perfect. Let's talk about the program a little bit because I know that there's other aspects to this. I was looking at something on Facebook this morning. It looks like the F-35A Lightning demonstration team is going to be there, too.
So kind of cool what we got going on. We have both the Air Force F-35 demonstration team and the Navy F-35. So they actually fly slightly different aircraft, modifications for both the Air Force mission and the Navy mission. But both demonstration teams will be on the flight line on Friday and Saturday. So pretty stoked to have both of them here.
All right. Also, the Ghost Rider Air Show.
Yes.
That one's a new one this year, I think.
Yeah, they weren't here last year. Yep.
Mm. Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun. You know, tons of great acts that are going on. And as Captain Shishetti alluded to earlier, there's also a lot of stuff on the ground, you know, to take a look at as well. So we're looking at a jam-packed day full of nothing but fun stuff for you and your family. So make sure you get out there early. And one of the other things we really wanted to stress is when you're coming up to the installation, make sure you adhere to all the local traffic regulations. You know, those are put in place for the safety and security of everyone. And that's our primary consideration for the air show, making sure that you guys are safe, that you have a great time and that you're safe. So adhere to those traffic regulations and the directions given to you.
Yeah, we have, like I said, it's an all-hands event here. So, one of the things that I'm lucky is I have an unbelievable team, but I have a security team. I have a fire and an emergency response team. I have the morale, welfare, and recreation team that is actually the ones that actually put the majority of this show on, along with my air ops department. Everybody from the administrative team to everybody that's on the installation helps out with this air show. So, and our goal is to make sure that everybody on the flight line, whether you're 2 years old or 100, end up experiencing something that is just awesome. And I think we actually are getting ready to do that. We have something really special this year. And I think I mentioned like the theme of the air show, what it is. So that's celebrating one small step. So I'm going to actually kind of point this out and kind of hand it to you. I know you on listening can't hear it, but you take a look at some of those social media sites, you'll see the logo. So the normal patch that I end up wearing on a day-to-day basis, we had one of my sailors actually design this patch special for the homecoming air show. And that is the duck, the famous duck. That duck's got a name, by the way. His name is Jay Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay Gosling is doing something a little bit different. He is breaching the atmosphere. And again, that's all to support the theme of this year's air show, which is the celebrating one small step, which is the 55th anniversary of the lunar landing, where naval aviator, Lieutenant Junior Grade Neil Armstrong, stepped on the moon for the first time and mentioned those famous words, one small step.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some cool stuff.
Are there going to be patches like this available?
There should be a few, floating around there. You're going to have to come out the air show and take a look and see.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, once again, it should be a lot of fun. And it's been an absolute blast for the team. Everybody, a lot of the uniform service members are wearing those patches on their sleeves, trying to promote that. It's just something really unique that we had the opportunity to share with you know, the community and all of that, and promoting not only the ideas and values that the Navy put forth, but also that of NASA, making that space travel and some aerospace things available for all. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that we're really stressing.
I mean, I think everybody was tracking the news, too. It wasn't last week that they ended up picking up, you know, a couple wayward astronauts out off the coast of Pensacola. So,
yes.
Pensacola has a... is always involved in one way, shape, or form, whether it's a backup or the primary when it comes down to helping out NASA and the astronauts. So,
one of the other really cool facts that we were talking about before is, you know, 25% of NASA astronauts are Navy Marine Corps pilots. And where do those Navy and Marine Corps pilots train?
Everybody starts here.
Yes.
We start right here at Naval Air Station Pensacola. So we're looking forward to maybe welcoming some of these individuals back home, you know, to where that all started. But at the same time, and as I said before, the relationship that we have shared with this community is outstanding. And being able to promote our goodwill as well as, you know, invite them into our house so they can kind of see what goes on behind the scenes on that, something we always look forward to each and every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
For those arriving early, you had mentioned some vendors being there. What vendors are going to be on hand for people while they wait for the air show to start?
Are you talking about for the for food and whatnot?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. They contract with so many. I couldn't even start to tell you. There's
just
food of all different types.
Paint a picture.
You know what? You're going to get your standards.
Like popcorn,
hot
dogs,
like
hamburgers.
Hot dogs, hamburgers. There's going to be some pizza. There's a ton of different vendors that we've got available. And, you know, just plan accordingly. Just remember that sometimes we can lose some Wi-Fi connectivity out there. So cash is never a bad thing to have on hand. You know, we've run into some issues in the past where it's bogged down the line. It's got a little busy with such a, you know, when everybody's trying to use their card to pay. So recommend trying to bring a little bit of cash with you. That could always help things along.
Okay. Another question for you on the text line. Is there any handicap parking available?
Yes, there is. So it's we do have a handicap parking footprint. It is first come, first serve. And to make it clear, you have to have a handicap placard. All right. So the DV plates, the disabled veteran plates, those are not handicapped. You have to have a bona fide handicap placard or one that's on your plate to be able to get access to that parking lot. And it is limited. We try to end up having as much of a footprint as we can. But just because of the location, we're limited by space in that location for handicap parking. So absolutely first come, first serve.
Another question for you. Can you tell us why the base is closed to civilians Thursday?
So where the...
Well, no, there's a couple of different things that have gone on. Historically, we've always just, you know, before that, that's been open to DOD ID card holders. You know, so they get a chance to see a little bit of the practice air show that's going on. But also, it's a Herculean effort to set this air show up. So in order to make sure everything goes, you know, as well as it possibly can, a lot of these individuals are going to be out working that day trying to get this going on. And the, you know, trying to host several other people could be problematic. And we want everybody to have that great experience when they come on Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One more question for you that we have, and then 850-437-1620 if you have any others. Somebody wants to know if they can buy Jay Gosling the duck.
The duck? I don't know. Maybe.
I think that's something
that might be a great question. If you come to the air show, you may be able to, I don't know, see a duck here or there.
Maybe they're talking about a stuffed animal. Maybe they're talking about the patch.
I don't know. I mean, there's rubber duckies here or there. I don't know.
A look at the Naval Air Station Pensacola social media website.
Yep. You take a look at that. So get you on that those social media sites to actually get that information. The public affairs team ended up doing a great job in the lead up to this air show to kind of promote it. So you may see this little ducky spinning around in space and you know, landing on the moon with the moon dust and maybe even taking a step just like Neil Armstrong ended up doing. So to answer that question, you might be able to see a little ducky and possibly grab one.
All right. Should people bring hearing protection to the event?
Absolutely. So it's going to be loud, right? That's part of the experience is to kind of hear those engines roar. If you have hearing protection, bring it, please. Especially for the young kids.
Yeah. And sunscreen.
And sunscreen. We keep saying the sunscreen piece. Bring some sunscreen.
So I know early on people were able to reserve chalets. Sometimes there's camping opportunities. Are those still available to people, or is that pretty much
So because of the Thunderbirds, those sold out so quickly. So Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, we call it MWR, ended up having some premium seating. But those ended up going so quickly. So... but I will mention that the air show is free. You do not have to pay anything. do recommend bringing some chairs for yourselves and your family to be able to kind of sit down. If not, it will be a long day, and it's going to be a great day, but you are allowed to bring your own chairs.
Are there still opportunities for vendors to sell food or sponsor the event?
No, all of that stuff has been contracted for quite some time now, so we're almost in the execution, no longer in the planning phase of the air show. So unfortunately, no. There's always the potential for next year.
Mm-hmm. How about pets? Is this a pet-friendly event?
No, so it's not. So service animals, and you got to have, I don't even know if there's paperwork associated with it, but no pets are allowed on the flight line. Thank you for asking that one.
Okay. One more question for you on the text line, 850-437-1620. Does a base closure to civilians on Thursday include veterans that have valid veteran ID cards?
If you're a Department of Defense identification card holder, then you're going to be able to transit that main gate. One of the things we want to stress to everybody is this: the base is not open like it is ordinarily for public visitation. All right, even the West Gate, that is going to be closed. You have to DOD ID card holders only. Right, and now if their ID card is able to get them on the installation, then they should be able to come on. And without any issues.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's always a question that comes up because even a lot of veterans aren't aware that there's a Veterans Health Identification Card, a VHIC. So it has to have something very specific on the backside. Basically, you have a service-connected there's something that's written on this backside, Purple Heart recipient, and it only allows that individual. So you're not allowed to escort anybody with that identification So just to be very clear on that one. So if you're allowed to get on the base on a normal basis, then yes, it's not. I mean, we still have to do some work. But when it comes down to visitation or escorting for the veterans, you just have to make sure you're aware of that.
Okay. You talked a little bit about having sunscreen handy to protect mm-hmm. people from the sun, umbrellas, and making sure that people have those in their possession and firmly.
Yeah. So no umbrellas. Right. No umbrellas are allowed. Okay. Just because they may be that missile hazard.
I got it. Okay, so those, okay. Yeah. Okay. So how about pop-up tents?
No. Okay. And that comes down to just, you know, gear on the flight line. That can still pick up. I mean, if you've ever been on the beach, that thing can pick up and go flying as well. But again, we're trying to be courteous of everybody else that's on there, so to not obstruct the view. So those are not allowed either.
Okay. What's the ideal place for people to park when they come on base?
So whether you come in through the west gate or the main gate, and I'll reiterate at 0800, that's 8 o'clock for my civilian friends, the gates open at 8 o'clock. You will be directed to a parking spot. So you just follow the directors, park at think of it. I've never been to a NASCAR event. I can't believe I haven't. I've been in the South for a couple of years now, but think about it like NASCAR. Everybody is coming in. You're getting pushed into a parking spot, and then you'll be allowed to kind of walk to the flight line after that. If you're mobility challenged, we're going to have some golf carts there to kind of shuttle you back and forth. But like I said, just follow the directors, and that's the quickest and easiest way to get everybody on the installation.
Perfect. We have about a minute left. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell people about the air show?
I just hope everybody takes the opportunity to come out. We've been, like I said, been doing this for about a year to get this air show ready. It's special for two reasons. One, the team has put together a great ground program for those kids that may want to learn a little bit more about aviation or anything STEM-related. But also, I mean, we got the Thunderbirds coming alongside with the Blues. It's going to be a great, great time. It's going to be great weather, knock on wood. Totally looking for a great weekend. So come on out. Enjoy it.
And all the information that you are going to need to know for visiting Naval Air Station Pensacola for the 2024 Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show is at naspensacolaairshow.org or the Naval Air Station Pensacola Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn pages. Check those out for some information that can be useful for you when you're coming to the base.
All right, we are talking to Captain Terry Shishati, the Village from NAS Pensacola, also Command Master Chief Jim Wallace and Bruce Cummings, the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola, talking about the Blue Angels Homecoming Show, November 1st through the 2nd. Gates open once again, 8 a.m. One more time, Bruce, the website?
NASPensacolaAirShow.org.
All right, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.